Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. We're filling the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine you're a roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us and tell them Dave sent you. Hey, everybody, what's up? Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place where we talk about the business end of your roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach. For over 30 years, I built an eight-figure roofing company from the ground up. It was on my terms with a team I trusted and a life that I actually enjoyed. And I didn't do it alone. I had a mentor that helped me every step of the way. That's why I do what I do today, to help you build a business that works for you, not one that runs you into the ground. Over the last three decades, I've seen it all. Big companies, small companies, storm chasers, and startups. And here's what I've learned. Size doesn't matter. The big ones just fall harder. Most roofing contractors I meet have no real direction. They just keep pushing to get bigger, thinking that growth will somehow solve their problems. They dream of more trucks, more crews, more jobs. But the truth is, they're building on sand. So let me tell you this right up front. If your goal is to just be the biggest roofing company in town so you can pound your chest about it, this is not the podcast for you. There are plenty of seminars and slick 10X programs out there that'll sell you the shortcuts. But if you're tired of the chaos and ready to build something real, something profitable, consistent, and stress-free, you're in the right spot. Most contractors are trying to add floors to a house that doesn't have a foundation. They're spending thousands on marketing and leads while the systems are broken. Calls not being answered, follow-ups falling through the cracks, and jobs being sold for thin margins just to stay busy. You don't need more leads. You need to do more with less. You need to fix the foundation, the systems, the processes, and the financial clarity that support everything else. Because when you get that right, everything starts to click. Our goal isn't just growth, it's control. And let's get one thing straight. You don't grow to make a profit. You make a profit so you can grow. When you chase growth before profit, you end up with more headaches, more cash flow problems, and more people to manage. It's just not fun. True success is about control. Having time for your family, a business that provides security and options, and the freedom to take a vacation without the place falling apart. That's the kind of business we want to build here. We always start with our why. Why are we doing this? Where do we want to go? So check your ego at the door, okay? Before you can build the foundation, you've got to know what you're building for. So you got to ask yourself, what's your real goal? Why are you doing this? For me, it was simple. I wanted a good lifestyle for my family. I wanted time to watch my kids grow up. I wanted financial independence, retirement savings, and a business that could run without me. If that's what you want too, then you're in the right place, because that's what a strong business foundation gives you. You've heard me talk about the three-legged stool a lot, but you've got to sell work, you've got to do work, and you've got to keep score. Those are our three legs. If one leg is weak, the stool tips over. So you've got to sell work. You need a consistent sales process that builds value and trust. You got to do work, production systems that deliver quality, efficiency, and profit. You got to keep score. Financial clarity, job costing, KPIs, and numbers that you actually understand. Most contractors are great at one leg and weak on the others. The key is the balance and strength in all three. Let's talk about the cost of getting a customer, the customer acquisition cost trap. If you spend $10,000 a month on marketing, you get 50 leads. That's $200 per lead. If you close one out of five, your customer acquisition cost is $1,000. But if you tighten up your sales process and close one out of three, now it's $600 per sale without spending another dollar. That's how you do more with less. Better follow-up, better sales conversations, and better systems. And a sales process that sells value. You can't compete on price forever. You have to compete on value. Stop running out to give quick quotes, slow down, and spend time with qualified prospects. Ask questions, listen, educate, watch your talk-listen ratio. When homeowners feel understood, they're going to trust you, and they pay more for that trust. Have a consistent process and have it every time. Ask great questions, build rapport, and present options. Explain the value and ask for the sale. And track your KPIs, lead to appointment ratio, close rate, average job size, gross profit per job, cost per sale. You can't improve what you don't measure. Fixing the core funnel. Before you spend another penny on ads, test your system. Go to your website and fill out your own contact form. Call your office line after hours. Do you get a call, text, or email right away? Or does it just go into the black hole? That's your core funnel, and most contractors are broken. Use the tools like Ruby Receptionist to answer calls, ProLine to automate your follow-up. You'll instantly capture more leads without increasing your spend. Low-hanging fruit, free marketing that works. Before you worry about Facebook ads and expensive SEO, fix the basics. Your Google business profile. Make sure your listing is complete, verified, and full of photos and reviews. Post updates weekly. Neighborhood marketing, yard signs, door hangers, job site branding. Every roof you install should bring you one more deal in the neighborhood. Follow up with past customers. Great resource. Send a monthly email or newsletter. Ask for referrals. Ask for reviews. Add before and after project photos. These things don't cost much and they make a huge difference. Do the basics and do them consistently. They work. How many times do I have to say it? Profit before growth. Stop chasing the top line. Focus on the bottom line. Revenue is vanity. Profit is sanity. And cash flow is reality. How many times you heard me say that? Private equity buyers, banks, and smart investors all look at EBITDA. Earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. That's your real value. They want to see consistent growth in both sales and profit. They want systems that can run without you. That's what creates a business you can sell or just enjoy owning it. You got options, and that's what it's all about. Build repeatable systems. The best businesses, they're boring because they run like clockwork. Create systems for sales presentations, production checklists, job costing and reporting, and customer follow-ups. This makes training easy, performance measurable, and results are predictable. And that's what gives you freedom. Get a mentor. None of this happens overnight. It takes time, consistency, and accountability. I had a mentor for over 20 years. He kept me on track, challenged me, and helped me build the business and the life that I wanted. That's why I do this now, because I've seen what works and what doesn't. There are no shortcuts, but there is a clear and proven path. What's your action plan? Here's what to do next. Number one, test your contact form and response system. Two, follow up with every past customer. Three, optimize your Google profile. Four, track your numbers weekly. Five, train your sales team on process, not personality. Six, focus on profit first, growth second. Seven, get accountability and guidance. You don't need to do this alone. So let's wrap this thing up. If you do these things, you'll feel more in control, you'll have more clarity, more confidence in running your business. You'll stop running on the hamster wheel and start building a company that actually gives you freedom, not just stress. Here's the truth. Most contractors don't fail because they can't sell a roof. They fail because their foundation is weak. So let's fix that. If you want help building your foundation, your systems, your financial clarity, your freedom, that's exactly what we do inside the Roofer Coach Mentoring Program. We work together to strengthen your core funnel, balance your three-legged stool, and build a business that's profitable, sellable, and go have some fun again. Visit theroofercoach.com to learn more, and let's start building your foundation today. Well, that's it. Short and sweet. But I want to thank our sponsor that brought us this episode today, and that is ProLine, ProLine CRM. You know I love these guys. The biggest limitation in most roofing businesses is follow-up. I've seen it 1,000 times during my career. Roofers lose millions of dollars because they don't pick up the phone and call their leads. That's why hundreds of roofing companies choose ProLine, the CRM that sells more jobs. It automates all that follow-up for your reps so that you can cancel follow-up Fridays and focus on growing your business. Just go to useproline.com. Check out their website. It is great. You're going to want to set up a demo. This CRM is amazing. Does some amazing things. So check it out. And if you like what you see, use my promo code DAVE50. And that's all caps. Be sure you do that. And you get 50% off your first month's service. Or you can go down to the link below in the show notes. So I want to thank everybody for listening today. If you get a chance, something that would really help us out is leave us a review either on iTunes or on Spotify. Helps get the show out, and I would really appreciate it. So we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.